You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to raise up Christ followers in our families and in our communities. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live out your faith in all that you do.
This too shall pass. I'm sure you've heard that phrase before. Maybe you've had that someone say that to you, or maybe you've even said it to someone else, right? This too shall pass. Everything in our lives is fleeting. Everything is fading away. There's a word that's been coming up more and more often in my personal growth journey, and it's the word impermanence, right? Our thoughts are impermanent. Our words, our feelings are impermanent. Life is impermanent. But in the midst of all that, there is one thing that is permanent: the rock of ages. Today we close out our series on rocks, and we've been looking at the picture of God that rocks give us. Right? When we hit rock bottom, we're reminded that God is there holding us up. As we go through life, we're called to build our foundation on the rock, so that when the storms come, when the winds blow, when the rain falls, when the waves crash against us, that we would be able to stand firm because our foundation is Jesus. And the last week we saw that when we feel as though we're at the end of the earth, when our heart is faint, when we feel overwhelmed, we can turn to the rock that is higher than I. We can turn to Jesus. And today we see that as we are surrounded by and as we are filled with impermanence, there is one thing that is permanent: the rock of ages. Now, you might not know this, but actually that phrase, the rock of ages, is not a biblical phrase. If you were to look through the Bible, you would never find the three words together, rock of ages. We get close to that in Isaiah 26, where we see that God is an everlasting rock. But just as a reminder, the word Trinity is never found in the Bible either. But this phrase, rock of ages, it was first used in 1763 when a hymn writer, Augustus Toplady, when he wrote Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me. And that's a hymn that we sang at our traditional services this weekend. Since then, it's been used in multiple songs, right? It's been used in hymns, it's been used in contemporary songs. And so it appears so often that we might think that it's a biblical phrase. But again, these words themselves aren't found anywhere in the Bible. The reason I bring this up to you is that you may have noticed in our reading today, you know, as we're closing out our series on rocks, not once was this phrase rock of ages, or even the word rock referring to God, it wasn't found in our text. But while it doesn't appear in the Bible, it is biblical. The concepts, the ideas, the doctrine behind it is biblical. Just like the word Trinity doesn't appear in the Bible, the doctrine behind it is biblical. And so while we don't have the phrase rock of ages in our reading today, we can see it very clearly in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Right? We see that in this text, we see that this too shall pass. Right? There's a season, there's a time for every matter under heaven. And so listen to these words again as we see that this too shall pass. For everything there's a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. That life is impermanent. Sometimes we're happy that the things of life are impermanent, right? When you're going through those storms of life, when the rain's coming down, when the wind's blowing, when the waves are crashing against you, it's nice to know that this too shall pass. When you're looking forward to something in the coming days or weeks or months or even years, it's good to know during this season of waiting that this too shall pass. But when you're cherishing a season of life, when you want everything in life to just slow down, when things are good, it's not as fun to be reminded that this too shall pass. Right? Everything is impermanent except for the Rock of Ages. And that's why instead of focusing on these first 8 verses of Ecclesiastes 3, and again, I'd encourage you to go home this week as a family or as gather together with some friends to look through those 8 verses, and I bet you can pick out something in your life that fits each one of those seasons. But instead of focusing on the impermanence of life, instead of focusing on the verses that make it into the song, I want to focus on the last 2 verses of our text because they make the song not so depressing. It's actually interesting. I found out as I was preparing for this message that there were rabbis who actually banned the book of Ecclesiastes from being read because it was too depressing. Until you read these 2 verses from Ecclesiastes 3, 14 and 15. I perceive that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken away from it. God has done it so that people fear before him. That which is already has been. That which is to be already has been. And God seeks what has been driven away. Right? Again, that phrase, whatever God does endures forever. We see that in Revelation chapter 1 where we see, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, right? Jesus was there in the beginning and he will be there in the end. We also see that in John chapter 1 at the very beginning of that book where John writes, in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. And we read those words, beginning and end, but if you know the doctrine of eternity, you know that God doesn't have a beginning. God doesn't have an end. But don't think about that too hard because it'll hurt your brain. Right? Again, like the concept of the Trinity, the more you think about it, the more you try and understand God not having a beginning, God not having an end, the more it starts to hurt. So we're gonna have the childlike faith and you just say, okay, God, you said it, so I'll believe it. But God is permanent. Whatever God does endures forever. But that includes the life that he has given to you through his Spirit. Right? At the baptismal font, you were given eternal life. As you heard God's word preached, as the Spirit worked in you, you were given eternal life. Whatever God does endures forever. So you have been given a life that endures forever. Even in death, you will endure forever through the gift of life that you've been given through the Holy Spirit. Whatever God does endures forever. Because in a world filled with impermanence, the Rock of Ages is permanent. All right, again, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. This month, I don't know, many of you maybe use the portals of prayer as your daily devotion. It's one that I've been using quite a bit recently. And if you've been using it this month, throughout June, they've been taking a different hymn and using it as the basis for your devotion. And the very first hymn that they used on June 1st was Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me. The very first time that we ever see this phrase. And I just want to read this devotion for you. Quickly this morning. St. Bonaventure wrote that he wanted to go and hide himself in the cavern of Christ's wounds and remain there quietly. What a beautiful, reassuring image. Whereas God hid Moses in the cleft of a rock and covered him with his hands as he passed by, we can hide from all that is harmful to our faith in the assurance of Christ's wounded hands and cleft side. There remaining quietly as the storms of life swirl around us. even as Thomas and the disciples were assured by Christ after his resurrection, inviting them to touch his wounds, we grasp them by faith and find comfort, knowing that he loved us enough to give his life as a ransom for our souls. We know that when we draw our last breath, we have a sure promise that we will be with our Lord. Wounds can be gory, but in this case, they're beautiful, reminding us that we were bought with Christ's holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. And in a world of impermanence, there is only one thing that remains permanent. The rock of ages who was cleft for you on the cross so that by his wounds, you would become permanent in him. Which means you don't have to fear the storms of this life. You don't have to fear the impermanence of this world because your life is securely cleft in the rock of ages. Amen.